All right, everybody, we're going to get started here. If you could please mute your phones when you're not asking a question, and when you are asking a question, please state your name and outlet beforehand. But I'm going to hand it over to Mike here, and he's going to open it up with a little statement.
Hello. How y'all doing? This is Mike Wallace. Just wanted to let y'all know, you know, I'm excited to be here. Fresh start. You know, I'm excited about the opportunity that Coach Zimmer gave me, Mr. Spielman, and the Wolves. I'm excited. Great city, from what I've heard. You know, great young quarterback. A lot of good players on the team. Young team, I'm looking just to be, you know, an asset to the team. I want to help out. Just do the best I can.
Mike, it's Brian with Fox Sports North. How much were you looking forward to a fresh start after this past season with Miami?
Honestly, I was going to make the best of any situation that was coming. But, you know, I'm definitely excited about this opportunity, you know. Just feel really embraced here. I feel like it was a lot of love when I got here. God really wanted me here, so I'm excited about the fresh start. You know, wish things could have ended better, but, you know, it's life.
Mike, this is Dave Campbell with the Associated Press. Hey, how seriously did you consider signing with the Vikings 2 years ago?
Honestly, I definitely considered it. It was just, you know, the cold factor was big at that time with the opportunity to play in Miami. You know, it was palm trees versus trees with no leaves. So, that was then. You know, this is now. I'm excited to be here.
If I might ask, though, Mike, when you considered them before or didn't consider them before, they were playing indoors, and now you're here and they're playing outdoors.
Yeah. I mean, it's not too much we could do about that. You know, I have to, you know, the rest of my teammates and coaches, everybody will be out there, so Mike's not going to be outside alone. So, you know, as long as I look at somebody else and they freeze and they tail off, I think I'll be fine. You know, as long as somebody's out there freezing with me. But we can manage for 1 year, everybody, right? We can all manage to play outside for 1 year.
Mike,
did weather today change your mind a little bit?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. I said, did this weather today kind of change your mind a little bit about what you might have thought about the weather coming in?
I kind of feel like it's a trick, honestly. I kind of feel like everybody's trying to trick me and, you know, get me to think the weather is nice. One of my good friends, Jamarcus Sanford, played here. So he told me about the weather. He told me the weather's not the best, but the people are great.
Mike Don Mitchell from Fox 9. Now you have Teddy Bridgewater, who has shown last year that he can throw the deep ball, and you're shown that you're fast enough and you're always there. And I don't know if it was true, if you had some frustrations beating maybe the ball when Ryan was throwing it to you. How excited are you to actually kind of connect with a kid that has already shown in his rookie season that he can get you the ball and when you're going to be the guy in the spot there?
I'm very excited. You know, I watched Teddy in college. You know, at Louisville, he was a great player. He was always accurate. And he has a really, really nice touch on the ball. I think, you know, throughout the year, everybody's seen him grow up. You know, I obviously couldn't watch too many games, but just from the highlights I would see just from the start of the season to the end of the season, how much better he would get. And he's a guy who just looked like he's always composed and always happy. And, you know, I'm excited about it. I know he can get the ball to me. I'm not even worried about that aspect of it because I've seen him play. You know, I'm just excited to be coming around some great people.
Hey, Mike, we just got the news right before the conference call that the Vikings released Greg Jennings. Did that surprise you, and had you been looking forward to playing with Greg?
I got traded yesterday, so, you know, nothing surprised me. Last week you seen Jimmy Graham get traded. You seen Andre Johnson get released. So in this league, nothing is surprising. You know, it's all business. And that's one thing I never will forget about this game, man. You know, everybody look at it like it's football, but we know it's all business. If you're inside of this league, you know that, and you understand the things that come with it. So it's unfortunate that I'm not going to be able to get a chance to play with him. I think he's a great player, but, you know, I'm excited about the guys that are here.
Hey, Mike, it's Matt Vessel from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. I know there were reports last night that you initially weren't happy about coming here. I know that was
you know, right after the trade. I guess, was there anything to those reports? And I guess now that things have settled in, I mean, it sounds like you're excited about the opportunity now that you've gotten in the building and got to meet some of the guys.
Yeah, I'm excited. That's not really true because I didn't even tell anybody. I don't know, you know, where that kind of came from. A lot of people always put words in my mouth, you know. So nobody ever heard me say that. I don't have any problem with being. I'm excited. You know, I'm excited for a fresh start.
Hey, Mike, what happened last year? You know, there was some people that said you maybe declined to come back into a game or something of that nature. What happened in that particular controversy?
Honestly, you know, it was a conversation between me and Coach Feldman that we left there, and I'm always leave it, you know, personal, but I would never, ever in a million years quit on my team. I would never refuse to go in a game and say I wasn't playing in a team for my game, in a game for my team. You know, I'll leave it at that. But, you know, me and Coach Feldman, know, you know, we talked about that, and he left it private, and I'll leave it private. You know, we both know exactly what happened, but I never take myself out of the game.
TV, are you restructuring your contract?
No, I was traded as is in my contract. You know, we didn't even discuss anything like that.
Hey, Mike, the Vikings have been looking for a deep threat, some believe, since Randy Moss left 10 years ago. Can you be that guy to be, you know, that
joining the meeting?
That's Randy Moss. You know, we gotta respect that and know exactly who we're talking about. You know, so if I can be half as good as that guy was, man, I'll be fine. And I think I'll do some great things for this team if I can be half the player he was when he was here, man. That's probably the second best receiver behind Jerry Rice to ever play the game. So that's some not big shoes to fill. That's enormous shoes to fill. And I'm not even gonna try to fill those. I'm just trying to play and, you know, make plays for the team that I'm with right now. You know, go out and, you know, try to give my team confidence in me and let them know that I'm going to be here for them.
Mike, you said a lot of the guys were showing you love yesterday. What was maybe the number one guy that really won you over fast and you're like, oh, I think I really like it here. I like these guys.
Everybody. I think everybody was pretty much even. You know, the whole office, the whole front office, everybody was excited to have me. My wide receiver coach was excited to have me. Everybody. It was just a whole welcome that I got. You know, honestly, it wasn't just one person. I think it was everybody collectively, you know, just making me feel, you know, welcome.
Any more questions?
Nope.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.